All right, it's time for our next panel of experts here from the Visual Studio team, taking your questions. Again, hashtag VS2015 or the Channel 9 question box at the bottom if you're watching on Channel 9. Join us to talk about the last episode. Joining us to talk about the last episode, our principal program manager, Ryan Salva. Got a little tongue twisted there. And senior program manager, Kirupa Chinnathambi.
Got my last name perfect.
Did I say that? I was practicing.
Even better than what I can say.
I know. I can hear the applause. It's good to have you. So you mostly work on the Apache Cordova stuff. Is that right? Tell us what you do.
Yeah. So our team has been tasked for about the last year or so with delivering the tools for Apache Cordova. And we've kind of like, we've been delivering on that in CTPs for 2013, right. And now like super excited to hit version 1 here with Visual Studio 2015 today.
Yeah, right. So download it, play with it.
Yeah, download, play with it. It really grew out of an effort to help developers who were already working with JavaScript and already kind of building mobile apps, mm-hmm. to bring them over to kind of this magical mobile app economy that we've been in for these last few years. I mean, there's so many developers out there that are building using HTML, CSS, JavaScript, who have just like accumulated skills over the last 25 years of working with browsers. And as kind of the technology landscape has changed and the economy has changed. And the way that we consume applications, data, content has kind of transferred from being desktop to being, you know, small device based. We wanted to help those developers kind of participate in that and to produce the types of apps that consumers are really using outside of the browser and inside of the app.
Nice. And what do you do, Kirupa?
I'm working on the same team as Ryan, and basically everything he said, you know, we work on
Ditto.
Tools. Exactly.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Plus one.
Plus one. So we'll start with the first question from Tommy. It's, why did you guys choose Apache Cordova, and gals, actually, we had women on the team. Why did you folks choose Apache Cordova for this project and not Xamarin? Wouldn't it be easier to keep the code managed compared to JavaScript? We'll start with you, Kirupa.
Basically, we had a front end that's built in ASP.NET, so there's a lot of code reuse between HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. And as Cordova works on web technologies exclusively, we can actually take all those assets, reuse them with very little having to rewrite them. And it works really nice with the web API interfaces, so we were able to still take advantage of all the functionality you had on the managed side, while still having a front end that was largely shared between the browser as well as your Cordova application.
I see. And what would be the case for Xamarin versus Apache Cordova in your estimation, Ryan?
The dirt simple answer is, if you know C#, go Xamarin. Yeah. If you're more of a web developer, go with Cordova. So like that's kind of the simple answer. Mm-hmm. The maybe somewhat more subtle answer, a little kind of deeper answer, might be a little bit more about kind of, you know, how often do you need to deploy? Are you in an instance where you need to be able to update that app every week? Well, JavaScript happens to have a little bit of an unfair advantage there, where, at least according to the policies of all the different stores out there, the Apple Store and the Google Store and things like that, you can update your JavaScript application without having to resubmit back through the through the actual store. So you don't have to go through that extra gateway in order to make an out-of-band update. So there's a good reason right there. You might also just, as Kirupa said, you might have a lot of legacy assets where you're looking to try and share some of your code, share some of your resources and your processes between your mobile app deployment and your web app deployment. And so there's some real efficiencies that you get there. But you can realize those exact same efficiencies back on the C# side if, once again, you really have heavily invested in your C# development.
And I think it's a question of time, too. I mean, now that we had all this web stuff that we were doing, it just sort of mapped right over to the Cordova stuff.
Oh, super fast. Yeah.
We want to spend time duplicating all this UI one more time when we could just reuse some of the assets and improve both the ASP.NET front end as well as the Cordova front end with some shared code.
Got it. So use what makes you happy. In this case, this was the most productive for this instance.
Fastest path to an MVP for a 3-day hackathon.
Nice. Yeah. Here's another question from Sam H. Is the Android emulator RTM now? Is it free? Can it be used without Visual Studio 2015? I tried it before and it's great.
Yeah, it is awesome. It is my de facto Android emulator for everything. I mean, I could not sit around long enough to use the out-of-the-box Android emulator. So it is at RTM. I have not tried using it without Visual Studio. I always operate inside of Visual Studio. So I think it is Visual Studio only. Do you know?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah. You
know.
I only use it with Visual Studio. I've not had an opportunity to use it outside of Visual Studio.
We'll follow up with him to make sure.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
And as a question, what kind of debugging does Visual Studio support with Cordova App Dev? Can you debug with Android or iPhone devices while the app is running? We'll ask you, Karim.
All of the above. Basically, we allow you to test in a Ripple-based browser simulator. We also have support for emulators for Android, iOS, and Windows, as well as physical devices you can tether to them. So you can set breakpoints, you can do all the stuff that you love about debugging in Visual Studio across all the various platforms. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, all devices, all platforms. So iOS, Android, and Windows.
The surprising thing for me was, like, at the end of day one, you were showing me screens, and in the middle of day two, you were showing me the thing on your phone. I mean, it was really that fast. How do you get that kind of productivity using Apache Cordova? What is it that you did? Was there some magic dust? The magic dust.
A lot of magic dust.
Of course.
Visual Studio 2015, I believe.
That's right, yeah.
But really, it's actually very straightforward. Like, once you get your front end up and running, the code is pretty much unchanged for all the various platforms, Android, iOS, and Windows. So unless you're doing something platform specific, you don't really have to do much extra work to have it running on all your various devices.
Yeah, I mean, like, how long does it take you to build a simple web page? If it takes you 10 minutes, 15 minutes, that's about how long it's really going to take you in order to get that same UI up across all the different devices. Because ultimately, what you're really working with is a web view, right? I mean, you are displaying a web page. You just happen to be using JavaScript frameworks that help you along to get you a little bit more native look and feel. And that's one of the reasons that we ended up using the Ionic framework.
I see.
They are made to create controls that look like native applications.
Got it.
Right. Yeah.
So someone's telling me that the Android emulator can be used without Visual Studio 2015 installed now. So that's kind of cool.
I'm so glad. Yeah, yeah. I will have to use it on my Mac.
There you go. Yeah. So Philippe asks, is the hamburger button implemented? What does it do? And I think this speaks more to, you mentioned Ionic. Maybe you can talk a little bit more about some of the frameworks that build on top of Apache Cordova and how we support them in Visual Studio.
Yeah, so the first thing to know is that Cordova is really just there to provide the build systems that allow you to produce the kind of installable apps that go on iOS, Android, or Windows, and to provide the communication between the web view and the native code. JavaScript frameworks like Ionic, or like Onsen UI, or MVStar frameworks like Angular or React or Backbone. These are the kind of the building blocks of the actual single page application and the controls that layer on top of it. In this particular instance, we decided to use Ionic, although we could have chosen anything that we were most familiar with. Ionic is kind of nice because it's intended specifically for building Cordova applications, and it does come prepackaged with things like the hamburger menu and the swipe gestures and list views and form controls. Like, you get on iOS, you've got the little button that kind of slides back and forth and turns green to gray, things like that. And I personally find these to be, they make my development a lot faster. I don't know about you.
No, absolutely. I mean, instead of thinking about how to re-implement these things to have a native look and feel and get the performance right, you have frameworks like Ionic that kind of take care of this for you. So you're spending more time focusing on the content you want to create for your application as opposed to debugging some obscure issue that, you know, takes a long time to figure out.
And it's one kind of important point to drive home here is that we did make some changes between some of the CTPs that were on Visual Studio 2013, technology previews on Visual Studio 2013, and the RTM version that we released with 2015. The big change here is that we changed our project system to adopt a file-based project system, similar to ASP.NET 5.
That's right, I saw that.
Right, right. And this allows you to have interoperability with node-based, command-line-based tools like Grunt, Gulp, Bower, NPM, and things like the stock version of Cordova. If you want to use the Cordova command line, you can do that. Or if you want to use the Ionic command line, you can do that. And so I think there's a lot of flexibility and a lot of kind of muscle memory that we're leveraging in the Visual Studio 2015 version of the tools for Apache Cordova for JavaScript developers who are really accustomed to working with that tremendously large ecosystem of command line-based tools. And so I think that's one of the big changes that you'll find between the technology previews and the
tools. Yeah, like even when we were building the app, some of our developers were more comfortable with the command line tools, and they were able to use the command line to work on the exact same project that I was using Visual Studio on, and the end result was still one cohesive application. So
that's awesome.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
So one of the cool things is whenever someone is using your baby, your code, you learn something about it. You told me a little bit about watching people use some of the tooling. What did you learn about the tooling you're building for Apache Cordova when someone else was looking at it?
I think, you know, a lot of it is like you mentioned, I have a very prescriptive way of how I would, let's say, attach to a debugger and debug. But other people use console.log. They use different things that just make their life a little easier. And there's no right or wrong way to do this, of course, but it just helps us give feedback on
your way's not the right way?
That's, yeah.
No.
But it does help us figure out, like, you know, in the future, what features to be prioritized, or do we, you know, make some minor tweaks to existing features to maybe accommodate some different workflows that I might not personally use or Ryan might not personally use.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah, totally.
So here's some questions coming in from online. Ricardo Alves asks, what's better, native or Cordova? I mean, I don't know if there's a better, there's more of a, when should you use either?
It depends upon your, you know, the task at hand, really. I really don't think that there's necessarily, yeah. I would say that Cordova, for me, is the right choice when I'm trying to get a product to market quickly, that I know I'm going to be able to need to make changes to it frequently. And I want to control development and maintenance costs by using a shared code base. So those are some of the criteria that I use. Let's contrast that for a second. If I wanted to create a top 3% app that was deployed to the Google Play Store or to the iOS Store, and I was really going after a consumer market, you know what? I'd probably go native in that case, right?
It also goes back to a point you made earlier about what you're most comfortable with as well. Like,
yeah.
if you're an awesome JavaScript developer, you can pretty much create a really nice looking Cordova application that does a lot of what native applications would do. But if you're familiar with, let's say, Swift or Objective-C or Java or C#, by all means, you know, go native or use Xamarin and just build C# and have customized front ends for all the various platforms. So there's no right or wrong answer to this.
So do what makes you happy, I guess. Just use Azure. I mean, that's all. That was a plug for Azure. I made Karupa laugh. Here's Adam. Can you debug from Android UX through all the way down to a breakpoint in the ASP.NET backend? That's a good question.
Repeat the question one more time.
So imagine you're debugging an application and you want to debug all the way through the ASP.NET backend. So you make a RESTful call to Web API. Can you debug from the top all the way into JavaScript and then into the call?
So the way that we have it hooked up right now, it's you're generally working with a client-side application, and that client-side application is really purely just HTML, CSS, and JavaScript that is installed and packaged on the device. And then that might make a RESTful call back over to the ASP.NET web service. So the debugging for the ASP.NET web service would happen separately from the debugging that happens with the client-side code. So those are two different projects to debug separately.
I see.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and if you have the debugger attached on both, then you're definitely going to hit breakpoints.
Yeah. They're two different projects, and they're not kind of married into the same project.
We used quite a bit of that, actually, when we were building our application to make sure that the request was, like, authentication, for example, was being made properly. So we did have breakpoints set in the UI layer as well as in the server layer to make sure that the data was flowing nicely, and it worked pretty well.
I was actually really excited that we were building something that someone was going to use instead of another, like, Fabricam application. You know what I'm saying?
You never use a Fabricam?
Yeah, I mean, I use it all the time. That's how I run my
right, you run your
something.
Small business.
That's right, my small business, Fabricam. Yeah. All right, here's from Lennox. How can I obfuscate secure information, i.e. OAuth keys? That's a good question.
Yeah, did you deal with that too much in this particular one?
We had to deal with, like, OAuth keys, but I don't know the exact details of what we did to ensure that was...
Yeah, I mean, certainly you can use any of the node-based tools and like grunt or gulp-based tasks that you would normally use in a web-based application to obfuscate. That's always such a hard word to say, obfuscate your code. So anything that you're already accustomed to using with your web-based projects, you can also use with a Cordova project.
Right, we let in the ASP.NET server to handle some of the private key information. The public keys would be transmitted over the wire, but the server did a lot of the work on making sure that the stuff that needed to be kept secret stayed secret from, like, any kind of a...
And also, in ASP.NET 5, I don't know if you know, there's something called the Secrets Manager, which puts all that stuff in your user directory as opposed to pushing it up to GitHub, you know, because there's a lot of that stuff out there, and it shouldn't be. Here's someone on Twitter. Will you guys publish something like Cordova apps for the XAML developer? This is embed education.
Something like Cordova apps for the XAML developer?
Yeah, just a training.
Yeah. So we've actually, I've encountered a lot of folks who are coming from a XAML background. Typically, what I find is those developers tend to be a little bit more comfortable inside of the Xamarin space.
Yeah.
And so I would encourage you maybe first to give that a little test. If you are truly interested in Cordova development, I would love it. Contact me and tell me a little bit about kind of what feels like their learning opportunities for you, where you might be confused. That'll help us shape training. One of the big things that we're committed to doing in the next 6 months, especially, are kind of building out a lot of different training and documentation materials and tutorials and samples to help developers onboard to building Cordova projects, especially ASP.NET developers. Right. And so the more insight that we get from developers saying like, hey, this doesn't make sense to me, help me understand this, that'll help us build an intelligent backlog about kind of which tutorials to tackle first.
I see. So here's a good question. What fees are associated with publishing an Apache Cordova application in VS 2015?
Other than the fee that Apple charges you to publish any app, whether it's a native app or Google for that matter, to publish a native app, that part of it's exactly the same. You can also publish apps using a private store, you know, via sideloading and that kind of thing, in which case there's no fee necessary. The tools for Apache Cordova do come with the free version of Visual Studio 2015, that is to say the community edition. And Cordova, because it's an open source project, albeit an open source project supported by a lot of really big companies,
right,
Microsoft among them, Adobe, Google, etc., it's an open source project, so there's no fee associated with that. So, Apple developer license, Google developer license.
Yeah, just the store fees associated.
Yeah, just the store fees.
Cool. So here is another question from Don. He says, where can I learn how to use VS to build Cordova applications?
You can start, just search for Visual Studio Cordova. You'll probably get on the first two pages of results, lots of different links. We've got documentation on MSDN. We've also got documentation on GitHub. We have a very vibrant community on Stack Overflow that is where actually the product team spends a couple of hours at least each day answering customer questions. On Stack Overflow, you just want to use the tag Visual Studio Cordova. Search on that. If you want to find any of our documentation, an easy link to remember is aka.ms/cordova-docs.
I see.
That's a good
one. We have YouTube videos. We have a collection of a lot of talks that Ryan has given in the past, that I've given in the past on like various, you know, like conferences that give a good overview of Cordova.
Yeah. So.
And I've also invited you to do videos with me where you show me stuff. And
must have been lost in the mail.
Yeah. Oh. That's embarrassing. Here's Matt. Do all the extensions for Visual Studio web developers work for Cordova developers like Web Essentials? Should I install Web Essentials?
You want to take that one? I can take it.
Go for it.
Don't arm wrestle. I mean, you guys are going to get angry.
Yeah. I've been working out, you know.
Yeah, nice.
Absolutely. Web Essentials will give you lots of good stuff that will help you inside of a Cordova project. For example, better IntelliSense for some of the more popular JavaScript frameworks. Mm-hmm. Having said that, there's a lot of features out of Web Essentials that are not going to be applicable to Cordova projects. Web Essentials is, you know, as we all know, first and foremost intended for ASP.NET projects and to kind of be the forerunner there for things that you might see in the future. So I would recommend installing it. There's lots of goodies that you'll find in there. Maybe about 20 to 30% of it will actually apply to Cordova projects because while there's a lot of overlap, it's not 100% overlap between ASP.NET projects.
Got it.
Like at the very least, you'll find some of the templates we added for like AngularJS, for example, to be pretty helpful for your Cordova apps.
Yeah, totally.
So if someone is just starting to think about mobile development, would you describe what an Apache Cordova application is and what the best way is to start thinking about making something in that space? We'll start with you, Kiropa.
Well, an Apache Cordova app is basically a single page web application. At the very end, if you had to think about nothing but just a normal mobile app, it's just HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. Use whatever framework you like, Angular, you know, React, you know, for example, or Ionic in our case. And then the next part is, how do I add some device capabilities to it? Like, for example, let's say I want to add the camera or like various hardware devices, but I can't access to the browser due to security restrictions on a mobile device. You have something called plugins in Cordova that give you some additional layers of functionality. But the way I look at it overall, though, is just normal web technologies, normal website applications. You just progressively enhance it with plugins or some things that might be more device specific.
So let's move to you, Ryan, and let's finish up with, some people talk about speed in Cordova applications. So talk a little bit about that. And then the last thing is, what's your favorite thing or tool that we've added in Visual Studio that supports Apache Cordova development? So
okay. We'll start then. Let me ask a clarifying question. When you say speed, do you mean speed of development or the performance of the
performance.
App? Performance of the app. So on the performance side of things, like, this is a quickly evaporating problem for Cordova apps. The number of advances that we've had both on the hardware and the software side of things over the course of the last couple of years have really made it so that from a performance perspective, HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, the differences are almost indistinguishable between what you get in native code. Having said that, HTML, CSS, and JavaScript give you a lot of rope with which to hang yourself. Yeah. And so you can write pretty bad code that creates pretty poor performance and hang yourself. So when you're building an app, just do it with performance in mind. And
got it.
There's some good things you can search on the web. I've even got an hour-long talk on it that you can find.
Well, thanks. So we're kind of out of time.
Cool,
sorry
man.
About that.
Cool. Yeah.
There's tons of other things that you can look up. You did mention the website that they can go to. And then also for those that were wondering where the code is, github.org/htbox/already. We're nearing the end of this live presentation, marking the final release of Visual Studio 2015. Let's watch the last episode, getting to the finish line.
Cool.